Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Welcome, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It is 2/13/2013. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, you guys. So all of you guys that are in love and have your sweeties, I wish you all the best because I will be with my loves and they are under 5 feet. So happy Valentine's to each and every one of you guys. Time is 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego and Los Angeles. Follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia. Also, be sure to go ahead and follow the station with our new Twitter, at BGE_radio. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Be sure to get on over there and subscribe. Has a free member so you can keep in the loop of all the great things to come with BGE. And that is happening with BGE. Yeah, it's a lot going on, so you might want to go ahead and subscribe so you can keep in the loop. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, and we are going to get this show going today. It's that time of the month. Before we get to that, just want to say awesome time watching State of the Union address last night with President Obama. Great issues that were key topics last night. Two that stood out to me personally was the minimum wage going up to, you know, balance with the cost of living. And all I can say to that is it's about time. And then, of course, our troops coming back home. You know, it's just time for them to be back. It's been a long time coming. So great job, President Obama, for just addressing those issues and issues, real-life issues that, you know, really, really need some change in building back our economy. And it was funny, too, because one of the most hilarious parts of the State of Union was when the, I forgot her name that he mentioned, I'm sorry, but she was the older lady over 100 years old, speaking how she stood in line for 6 hours to vote and she wasn't leaving. I mean, Grandma was there, was like, you got that right. She was proud, and Obama was just laughing. I was just cracking up. So it just, that was just awesome how he just had, you know, people from throughout the community there just to show, you know, real life stuff that's going in our community. But Grandma wasn't playing. She was clapping. She was like, you dead? I'm not leaving till I get my sticker. So, you know, big shout out to her. I don't remember her name, but that was just awesome on that piece. Obama is just such a great, great president. And before we get to our show, I just want to make sure you guys get on over to Executive Prep. ExecutivePrep.org. You guys know the reason to believe Gala is a week away, one of the biggest galas to hit education in the prep for the grand opening of Executive Prep Academy, School of Finance, in Los Angeles. Omar McGee, founder of Executive Prep, is planting a financial literacy school in South Central, so it's going to be a big, big night. They're honoring Academy Award winner Louis Gossett, Senator Curran, it's just A-lister Hollywood elite. It's going to be in the house, and of course, you know, BGE's going to be there. I'm going to be there, and we're just going to be there in support of this awesome program and school that's coming to the community and teaching our youths and our leaders of tomorrow about finance. So get on over to executiveprep.org, get your tickets. There's still tickets available, and come out and enjoy a night that is to be remembered. So now we're going to get to our show today. You guys know it's that time of the month.
Was it fair because of the
It is
the,
your
the
monthly Snelling Report, the Snelling Report with Miss Debbie Snelling. She is back. Hello, Debbie, and what do you have for us? But first, Debbie, what did you think of the State of Union last night?
You know, Kalithia, I'm an early morning bird, and I was sound asleep before it started. All I see is the next morning, I see what the news wants to tell me about it. So,
Oh, boy. Yeah, you might got to play that back because you got to see Grandma. Grandma wasn't playing.
I wish I had seen Grandma. It sounds brilliant.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it is February, Miss Lady, and you got some great, great tips for us, putting us on the path of success when it comes to tax and finance. And let's just get right on into it, you know, and let us know what's going on. You know, tax season has opened, and, you know, it said it opened January 30th. So what are we looking like with these 1040 filers this month?
Well, I tell you, the 1040 filers, it's been a challenging year as everybody was delayed because, as we know, Congress decided not to pass 2012 tax law until January 2nd, 2013, and President Obama signed it immediately on January 3rd. But just dang, it means that the IRS had to rewrite their software. Every software company had to rewrite it. So they began accepting returns on January 30th, and people with who have education credits will begin to be able to file their tax returns tomorrow on Valentine's Day. So it has been a pushback. It has been a challenge. And I tell you, my body just last night, my body said, "You are done pushing me. Go to sleep." And bam, I was out. But some of the things that they did that were good things are that the education-related tax deductions were retroactively extended back to 2012 and forward through 2017. The deduction for the qualified tuition and related expenses for people who are attending university and college, and then the deduction for certain expenses of elementary and secondary school teachers to take it as a above-the-line tax deduction when they're buying supplies for their classroom. And, you know, usually I rant, and you hear me rant about, you know, the things the government ought not be doing. Here's the thing the government ought to be doing. Seriously, we're making teachers stock their own supplies in the classroom. At least we're giving them a tax deduction. But seriously, come on, folks. Cut some of those congressional benefits, and let's make sure these people are able to educate our children. They're the future of America. So there's my rant for that today. They also it's called the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012, but they also extended non-business energy tax credits that had expired in 2011. So they were retroactively extended back to 2012 and through 2013. So if you're looking to make some improvements to your house, take a look, consider it. If you can get a tax credit or not get a tax credit, it's certainly worth a look at. And this next one, mortgage insurance, also known as private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium, expired at the end of 2011 to be deducted as qualified interest. And here's the thing, and people don't know this, and you may join, if you've joined my Facebook group, Tax Tips for Small Business, you've seen me announce this. But because they didn't extend this until 2013 and because forms had already been printed up, so it expired in 2011, forms had been printed up, this isn't on the 1098s that you're getting from your mortgage company. So you got to pay attention if you're accustomed to having that MIP or PMI, depending upon whether the government or private industry pays for it. If you're accustomed to getting that, then you're going to have to contact your insurance or your mortgage company and find out how much you paid in PMI, because that's still tax deductible as mortgage interest. So it's a big thing for many people to look out for. And the reason that you pay PMI is because you didn't put down a big enough down payment. So it's insurance to protect the lender.
Right.
And it's required unless you reach those payments. Now, once you've got to where you've got 20% equity, you ought to go back to your lender and say, "I want to drop that PMI. You're adequately protected, and I should be paying you this extra insurance." That's a big one to be looking out for kind of all the way around. Now, you've heard me rant for the last 2 months about what I call the crazy, ridiculous alternative minimum tax that was set to expire. It was going to hit people who were making $30,000, which is freaking ridiculous. And they have made the patch on that permanent, something they've been talking about doing for 20 years. And finally, they've made that permanent. So I'm just going to let it go at that. They extended a really nice thing, transportation fringe benefits. So if your company provides fringe benefits, you can get up to $240 a month from your employer tax-free to pay for parking, or they can give you $245 a month. I don't know why it's just an extra $5, seriously, if you have a commuter vehicle or a transit pass. But, you know, nice tax-free benefit. Check with your employer, see if they offer it. And finally, so one of the last thing I'm going to talk about today, because there were a lot more things that they that the congressional thing, you know, that they passed retroactive to 2012, but state and local taxes. If you live in a state like Florida or Texas or the Dakotas or Washington State or Nevada where you don't have a state income tax, through 2013, you can deduct state and local sales taxes instead of state and local income taxes. So, again, be aware of it. It had expired at 2011. It got extended back to 2012, and now it's extended through 2013. So as you're looking at the government starting to take away your deductions, be aware that this is one that's probably going to go away in 2014. So in those non-income tax states, this is a big deal. So be aware of it. Plan for it. So those are the six ones. Come talk to us. There's more. Go to the website.
Yeah. Well, that is just great information, as usual, which you share for with us. There's also another thing that seems like it's an issue, or maybe it is growing an issue. I don't know how under control it is, but for you to mention it in your newsletter, I'm assuming there's an issue, and that's identity theft during the tax season. What's going on with that, and how do we avoid that?
Dag, identity theft is huge. Millions of people are having their identity stolen with people filing false and fraudulent tax returns using your name and Social Security number. And there are several ways, usually phishing scams, that people use to get your information. If the IRS sends you an email asking for your name or Social Security number, it's phishing. The government doesn't do that. They don't do it ever. They won't ever do it. And actually, you're finding that, you know, you've heard me talk about, I think, that the IRS this year is slowing down refunds. Instead of saying if you file on Tuesday, you'll get your refund a week from, Thursday week, what they're saying now is you'll get it within 21 days from the date that you file. And certain returns are getting flagged, and the reason they're getting flagged is because of your potential fraud or identity theft. They are really slowing things down to try to prevent identity theft. It's really become a crisis. So anytime you get something from the IRS that asks, or you know, from your bank that asks you for your Social Security number, your PIN, your bank account number, your credit card number, scam, run as fast as you can. So, and often what they'll do, and I had a client who called me a couple of weeks ago. We may have talked about this even last month, but he called me and he said, hey, I just got an email from somebody who says that they're trying to confirm what my income was last year. And if I click on the link, then I, you know, well, bam, that's somebody trying to steal his identity. He was smart enough to call me. And I went, oh, my God, delete it. Run your malware. Run your virus software. Identity theft. So beware. Just be aware. There are a lot of bad guys out there, and they're after your stuff. Refund scams, lottery winning scams. I keep getting emails from either the UK or from Africa telling me that I have either won the lottery or somebody who I'm related to has died and left me millions of dollars. And if I just send them some money, they'll get my money for me. Scam.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever replied back to any of those emails? Those ones always crack me up. And they are, they be having some serious stories. You know, out of curiosity, one time I replied back. And someone admitted that they were scamming. Just out of curiosity. Because the stories are getting sadder. They're getting better. And I'm like, do these people just sit around and just think of this stuff?
Yeah, you get the email that say, my good friend, I'm stuck in Europe and someone has stolen my passport and my wallet. Please send me money. Seriously.
And don't tell no one.
Yeah, because I don't want to let them know I've been taken. I just want to take you. I don't want them to know I've been taken.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You've got to love it. Well, it's 12:14 p.m. Los Angeles, San Diego, 3:14 Atlanta. I am on the air with the Snelling Report. Debbie Snelling, one of our favorite working divas here on BGE Radio, here on Bill Grown and Joy, monthly newsletter. Tax tips and financial tips to get you on your path to success. Of course, you can get on over to thesnellingreport.com. Everything that's discussed on Debbie's show monthly can be read in more detail on her website. And you can follow her on Twitter, too. Make sure you do that because that's the new thing to do. If you're not on social media, you're not relevant. So get on over to Snelling Report, at Snelling Report. So, Debbie, wow, let's see. Missing your form W-2. What is that all about?
And you know what? Before I do that, because you just said social media, and I haven't told you this, but 2 days ago I got an email from LinkedIn saying, congratulations, you are one of the top searched for people on LinkedIn. So,
congratulations.
I must be somebody. Thank you.
Congratulations. That's huge.
That's a big thing.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it got me other than the ability to tell you about it, but look at me. I'm somebody.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, there's a lot of people that's watching you, listening to you, coming into you. So I don't put it past them. You're just awesome. You're a professional. You're an expert in what you do. So it does not surprise me, actually.
And I have a personality, and I do taxes. How does that happen? Something's wrong.
Right. It's like, are you sure you're an accountant?
Some of the wires must have gotten crossed somewhere.
Right. How funny.
So going back to your W-2 or your 1099, if you haven't gotten it yet, February 15th, employers and contractors were required to send you W-2s and 1099s by January 31st. So slowdowns in the mail, you know, the post office having its own set of problems. By now, you should have gotten it. If you haven't gotten it, the first thing to do is to contact your employer or, you know, whoever it was who paid you and say, hey, what's the deal? Did I get it? I've got several clients who are in the restaurant industry, and so far, everybody who didn't get it has been because they moved and didn't tell me. Well, duh. So make sure that your employer has your up-to-date address, and if not, contact them, ask them to send one out. And if you still don't get it, if they're non-responsive or if they've gone out of business, you can actually contact the IRS at 800-829-1040. And you see they make that a form number that you know, 800-829-1040. And when you call them, tell them the employer's name and address, tell them the employer's phone number. If you know their employer identification number, tell them that. But, you know, basically, just contact first the employer, then contact the IRS, and you know usually it's gone out to you. Sometimes people have had some problems with their accounting that they've had to fix, but the easiest way to get it is first to contact your employer. And if you call the IRS, the first thing they're going to do is call the employer and go, "Hey, what's the bag?" So save that first step and get it done the most efficient way possible.
And it's obviously a issue this year because of all the delays, because, you know, we don't hear much about the people that feed us, you know, the farmers and fishermen, because there's some relief for them also.
There is relief for the farmers and fishermen. And you know, I don't do a whole lot of farmer and fisherman work, but farmers and fishermen have some specific tax code related to them. And, you know, they've been really affected by all of these crises this year, and they normally have to make quarterly estimated income tax payments, just like, you know, everybody else who's in business, who's not incorporated, who doesn't have money coming out of their paycheck. And when you don't have estimated payments going to the government through a third party, you have to make them yourself. But farmers and fishermen who miss the March 1 deadline will not be subject to penalties if they file and pay by April 15th. So who's a farmer, who's a fisherman? That's a good question. If at least two-thirds of your total gross income comes from farming or fishing in either 2011 or 2012, you might be able to request this penalty waiver for not making your estimated payment in a timely fashion. So in order to do that, the form is 2210F for, say, farmers or fishermen. It's a crazy system. That's,
so
hey, that's twice that the government made sense. 829-1040 and 2210-F. Wait a minute. Something really is wrong.
Only you would catch that, Debbie, because you don't have a special here. Well, that's awesome. You know, farmers and fishermen, we can't eat without them, and they're just awesome. You know, I'm heading up to San Francisco March 4th and 5th. I've been going into Santa Ana and Silicon Valley for this award ceremony, but I sure did make sure that my hotel was booked right there in Fisherman Wharf because I'm going Dungeness crab crazy.
Oh, sweet. Good no, living.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, farmers, I grew up in southern Indiana, and I saw somebody the other day who I met, and she grew up in a farming town near where I live. And I'm telling you, farmers are the hardest working people, and more they are having to become masters of arbitrage as much as they are having to become jack of all trades to be able to fix their farming equipment, do all the farming, turn the soil and get it to working properly, watch out for insecticides. I mean, it's a tough, tough job. So,
Yeah, it definitely is. It is a hard job. I have a lot of them out here in Southern California.
God bless the American farmer. He feeds the world.
Yeah, they definitely feed the world. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, Debbie, I want to kind of transition into the five hidden reasons you need a will. You know, that's very important on the financial piece because so many people don't know how it affects them until it is too late. But we're going to hold that thought, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigman Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. 12:23 p.m. Los Angeles, San Diego, 3:23 Atlanta, on air with Debbie Snelling, the Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report, tax and financial tips, putting you on the path of success. Follow Debbie at Snelling Report. Follow me on Twitter also at Kalithia. Debbie, we have got to get your promo so you can get up in the mix of all these shows. You and Jay, because you know Jay's coming on there. We have a new show coming on, Social, Socially Yours. I mean, Jay Wilborn, she's such an expert. That girl is sharp when it comes to social media. But we got to get you guys. I mean, I think she's going to do her promo, but we got to get a promo for you, especially now that we're being bomb rushed with so much advertising requests and marketing, so that way, you know, we can let everyone know your show is on monthly and they need to tune in.
Excellent. Do I get to use radio voice and go, we're on the air?
If you do that, oh, my God, I probably would play it, like, twice. So just in, you know, going back into the show, want to transition to the financial side. Five hidden reasons you need a will. Share that with us.
Yeah, you and I talk very often about the importance of having a will, and it's often overlooked. And it's and these are we're going to talk about five really good reasons why you need them. And anybody who's had anybody pass in their lifetime and who's had to go through probate understands the benefit of proper estate planning. And that's really what it comes back to with a will. So the number one reason that everybody thinks of why do I need a will, is to establish who your beneficiaries are, so that if you want to leave money to your kids and not your wife and not your kids, it lays it out very clearly. It lays it out so that you don't have all of that fighting after you've gone, and you know, let people know what it is that you want. And if you die what's called intestate, that is without a will. In most states, but not all states, the property of a married person with children will go either half to the spouse, and then the other half will get divided equally among the children, or a third to the spouse and two-thirds to the children. And then in Louisiana, it's just crazy because, you know, they use, I can never think of the name of what it is, but French law is what it boils down to. And my mother-in-law had a friend who her husband died. And the man's ex-wife, he died without a will. The man's ex-wife inherited under Louisiana law, and this poor woman was grieving for her husband and got kicked out of her house by the ex-wife. So, you know, establish your beneficiaries. It's a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Reason two, tax planning. Minimize taxes wherever you can. Often people and will say that their taxable estate doesn't exceed the amount allowed. So, you know, right now $5 million, and so why should I have a will? But your estate may very well, and you and I have talked about this, be a lot larger than you think. You got life insurance, you got retirement plans, you got IRAs. If you own real estate, before you know it, those dollars start to add up. And you don't think about your life insurance as being part of your taxable estate because it's tax-free income to the person who receives it, but it may not be tax-free income to the estate. So you got to look at all of that. You got to look at the estate tax laws of wherever state that you're in, and you got to do proper tax planning. I just can't, you know, obviously it's what I do. It's a big deal. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, it
so
is
reason,
a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Reason three, and this is a very big deal. If you have minor children or if you have someone who is impaired in some manner and who requires care, it is a very big deal. I cannot stress the importance of appointing a guardian. The last thing that you want if something happens to you is for your children or other people who rely on you for care, the last thing that you want is for the state to be deciding who's going to take care of them. Name a guardian. Oh, my gosh. Name a guardian. Name a guardian. Name a guardian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Reason four. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. That was a drum roll. Not a very good one. to name an executor. Without a will, your estate is generally going to go under the auspices of the state where you live. An executor, you appoint an executor, somebody that you trust, somebody that won't be swayed by the craziness of people when they get around money, and they carry out the administration of your estate. So they go through your will. Hopefully, you've spent a lot of time talking to them, and they know what it is that you want. And it gives you some measure of peace of mind to know that somebody that you trust is going to be in place. And remember to change your will as needed. If something happens to, let's say you've got a minor child who grows up and gets married and you don't like the spouse or you love the spouse, but now you've got different situations. Let's say you get grandchildren. Now it's a much different situation from the original will. So rewrite it. Change it as needed. And then finally, and again, another bad drum roll. Okay. Reason five, to help establish domicile. That's my big girl. It's my nickel word of the day. You want to establish domicile, which is a permanent legal residence in a particular state. For instance, Florida, which has brilliant estate laws. You know, your will helps you to establish that this is where I want my assets to be probated. So five good reasons. I added in the sixth one, you know, in case your life situation changes, whatever that life situation may be, happy times, you get married, you have children, sad times, the loss of a spouse or someone that you care about. You know, estate planning across the board cannot be understated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or overstated. I guess overstated. It's a big deal. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, those are some great, great tips and the main key points. And let everyone know how they can contact you, Debbie, and get on over to you to get that consultation, get you on board to assist them with their taxes and finances.
Sure. Of course, you can contact us. You can follow us on Twitter. And a big shout out to Dee Murphy, who, while we were on the air, began to follow us on Twitter. We're at Snelling Report. On Facebook, Snelling Report, we have a Facebook group called Tax Tips for Small Business. Our email address, contact us by email with questions, comments, tsrtax@gmail.com. TSR, what's that stand for? The Snelling Report. What's the name of the newsletter? Oh, my gosh, it all ties together, the Snelling Report. The website is thesnellingreport.com. That's my blog. I haven't been blogging much. And our corporate site that's got tons of tax guides on it is and business guides and financial guides is tsrtax.com. Oh, and don't forget to come to the Atlanta Business Mixer.
Yes.
Excellent networking monthly in Atlanta.
And where is it going to be at this month?
This month it's at Gordon Biersch Brewery. So we're excited. A new venue we're trying out. It's a block from where we were last month on Peachtree Street in Midtown Atlanta. Parking is available. We provide free hors d'oeuvres. We make the tables available to vendors. We promote our vendors through our newsletter and also on our website, which is coming out later this week. So everybody who's a sponsor or a vendor gets us to promote them for a month, basically. So crank the machine in place. You want to make money? You got to network. You got to meet people. And, oh, by the way, it's not enough to meet somebody, shake their hand, go away, never see them again. You got to do the work afterwards. Follow up.
Yes. Yes. Your network is your network. Hey, guess what, Debbie?
What?
I just got a Groupon for Botox at Spa Sibelius. Can I write that off?
You know what, Kalithia? I'm going to take a big step for you and say you're on TV. I might take a position that you can write that off.
Why did we think of Groupon? Okay, they have Groupons for Botox now. I'm like, what in the world? That's funny. I'm sorry. I did. I was kind of off track, but I just saw it, and I'm like, huh? Oh, well, Debbie, it is always, always lovely with you joining us each and every month here on BGE Radio with the Snelling Report. I can tell you are definitely educating and putting a lot of people on track because I get a lot of feedback on the show each month. Like I said, we need to get your promo going so I could be running it on other shows and spreading the word continuously. And congrats on your ranking on LinkedIn. You know, that's huge for business. You know, they always say, you know, Facebook is for people you know. Twitter's for people that should know you, and definitely LinkedIn's for business. So that's an absolutely huge. That's something big for it in the social media world. So is there anything else that we should know, you know, besides what we've covered on this newsletter for this month? It's kind of short this month, but, you know, it is what it is. It's straightforward. Of course, people can go to thesnellingreport.com and read more in details. But is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Well, a couple of things that have come up this year. I've got a lot of people coming in who are forgetting to bring in things that are deductible when they itemize deductions. The IRS this year, or in 2012, won a tax court case that is changing charitable contribution documentation. What happened in this case was that the taxpayers had given a significant sum of money to their church. They got a letter from their church saying, thank you for your generous gift of X dollars. And there was not, the code requires that with churches and religious organizations that specific language is included that says you did not receive any benefit aside from the intangible religious benefits. The letter that they had did not include that language, and they lost on tax court, had to pay tens of thousands of dollars in tax and penalties. They got a corrected letter a year later, but the code requires you to have this correct letter with the correct language before the date that you file your return. A year later was after they filed. Letter of the law, you know, their position was, dude, we complied. We tried hard to comply. We did everything we were supposed to do. And an official position that they lost in tax court was, you did not comply. The law is very clear. And so I'm sending people back to their churches to make sure that they're getting proper documentation with the proper language in it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a taxpayer's son this year who decided to file for himself. He put in his wrong bank account information. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be months before he gets his refund.
Oh, man.
Pay attention. That's why you go to people who do it for a living. Pay attention to the details.
Yeah, that sucks.
And she kept coming back and saying, isn't there something we can do? And I said, pay attention next time. All you can do now is file the appropriate documentation. The IRS will wait till the money for the bank to send the money back to them. Once the bank, they get the money back from the bank, then they'll mail him a check.
Right.
So pay attention. These kind of things are big ding-dang deals.
And that's a huge delay because they're like, okay, you're third, fourth, fifth. We'll get to you later.
And this is the year of where they're watching out for identity theft. So, you got your bank account wrong. We wonder if you're really you.
Right. Exactly. Well, it was just a pleasure for us to have you with us today. Now, is there any upcoming key dates that people should be aware of, filing dates that's up and coming? You know, people know the April 15th, but, you know, there's dates in between there. What dates should people be aware of?
There are lots of in-between dates. The first date that I want to mention is that corporate returns are due on March the 15th, and that's not in the newsletter. I'm just throwing that out.
Mm-hmm.
But corporate returns are due March the 15th. People always think that they're not due till their April 15th deadline, and then they go, oh, my gosh. A couple of years ago, the IRS started implementing gigantic penalties for failure to file or late filing of Forms 1120S for S-corporations or Form 1065 for partnerships. And the penalty, and I always have to look it up, I want to say it's $187, but don't hold me to it because I look it up every time, per K-1, per month. So if you have 10 partners, you have a monthly penalty of $1,870, if my figure is correct, $1,870 per month. File them on time. File extensions. Do not file them late. It is a big deal. The IRS, you know, started years ago looking for ways to come up with money. And one of the ways was to say, penalties, watch me.
Right.
So payroll taxes are due, either February 15th. Make sure you make your payroll tax deposits on time. The IRS has gotten really, really aggressive about penalties. Why? Because the government needs money. Why did these people lose this tax court case? Government needs money. I mean, to be technically correct, it's in the law. I mean, the law is the law, and you got to comply with the law. And, you know, how many times have you heard ignorance of the law is no excuse? Unless you're a congressman. Oh, wait a minute.
Boy.
So, and then at the end of the month, January 31st was the date that you needed to get W-2s and 1099s to employers and contractors. If you're filing those on paper and you have to mail them to the IRS or to the Social Security Administration, as the case may be, those are due at the end of February. If you're doing it electronically, they're due at the end of March. That extra month is a big deal. There are lots of places that you can do that. Of course, you know, professionals can do that, file it for you electronically. But, you know, contact us. You got to get those out. Oh, and by the way, while we're talking about penalties, if you don't send out 1099, guess what they got in line for you there? Penalties. And they've made it an affirmative statement on your tax return.
Make a rap out of it. Penalty. Like, I got it. Oh, that's funny.
That'll be my promo. Penalty.
That's funny.
Point the penalty.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, Debbie, for joining us today. Look forward to having you back next month. You'll be joining us on the 20th of March, same time, same place, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. And I'm sure you have great, great information, because then now around that time, the countdown would be on, right?
The countdown is on by then. Then it's the people who are going, oh, my gosh, I need it now.
And you're going to be like, hurry up, because penalty. Let me stop. Well, have a good day, Debbie, and I will talk to you soon. Well, look forward to having you back next month, and just enjoy the rest of your month, the rest of your day, your week, and just thank you for always taking the time to join us.
I will spend my time building, growing, and enjoying.
I love it. There you guys have it. Debbie Snelling, The Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report, thesnellingreport.com. Get on over, read all those newsletters, this month's newsletter, great, great information, tax and financial tips onto your path of success. Follow Debbie at Snelling Report. Also follow me at Kalithia. Be sure to get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com and sign up, subscribe for free so you can keep in the loop of all the great things that are going on with Bill Grow and Enjoy, because there's always so much going on. Sometimes I can't keep up with it. So just enjoy the rest of your week, everyone. Be sure to catch Jiggy Jaguar on Friday, up and coming 3 p.m. He has his next guest. You know, that's the show that teaches you all about marketing, you know, marketing your brand, your business, whatever it is. And he has a show with a very special guest, Podcaster Helper. This guy is a top podcaster developer. His name is Ray Ortega. He's just interviewing with him, to teaching you guys how to utilize podcasts as a marketing tool to increase your brand and just elevate it towards your target market. So be sure to tune in to Jiggy Jaguar's show here on BGE Radio with BGE Present. And then also a new show coming on BGE Radio, and that is on Saturday. I see you guys out there in the social media world. I see you guys out there just liking it. Just, you know, it's viral, because we have our girl Jay Wilborn, Socially Yours. She's coming on air to teach you guys how to use your social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Google Plus. Something she was teaching me about, this Hangout. Awesome. I mean, it's awesome. Instagram. I mean, there's so many that I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't even exist. But she's going to teach you guys with her show coming on, you know, every other Saturday here on BC Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern, to how to monetize that and getting you on your path to success. So get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, so that way you are able to catch the schedule. Just click listen. You can go ahead and check out the schedule from that point. And all our archive shows, because all of our shows are archived. You know, if you don't have time to listen in when it's live, all the shows are archived. You can catch it at your convenience. So that's going to conclude our show for today. I thank everyone for tuning in. Be sure, like I said, to get over to the Snelling Report. It's tax season. Give Debbie a call. And that's going to conclude us today. You guys just have a great, great, great rest of your week. I will talk to you guys on Monday. I will be back on Monday. Yes, I think I might be on Monday. Am I on Monday? I'm not sure. You guys get out of the building and go and check the schedule. But you guys have a great rest of your week, and just stay, as always, be blessed and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.